It's not necessarily a bicycle plan, but it certainly speaks to the need for connectivity of communities through green space and what we call today greenways, and that's the Olmsted plan that was done for the city of Birmingham's Park Board in 1925. As I understand, was never adopted and certainly wasn't fully implemented. But then you have a series of more recent plans, like 1996 was the Metropolitan Planning Organization's first regional bicycle pedestrian plan for Jefferson Shelby counties. Since then, we have, you know, updated that element into our regional transportation plan, and currently I'm working on a new active transportation plan. Same thing, just a little different terminology.
There are these plans for bike trails like you see along Lakeshore and Homewood. I mean, what do these plans consist of?
In terms of greenways, it's used in a lot of different way context. From a transportation standpoint, when you say greenway, you're generally, people are referring to a multi-use trail facility, like you said, along Shades Creek, the Shades Creek Greenway.
So these are trails primarily for recreational use?
Yes and no. It can get kind of gray when you're trying to say, well, is this guy recreating or traveling? And you know, I would note, too, we don't stop motorists to ask them if they're driving to the park. The idea is we provide facilities that the public demands to be able to get from A to B, whether it's from the school to the park or their own residence. You know, right now we have a few facilities, but there's not a real system that's interconnected so that people can go from the home to a local park or greenway, for instance. But it's also not just about trails. It's about, you know, multimodal street environments where you have things like bike lanes, the nice sidewalks and streetscapes. There's no prescription for it. You know, every street's different, but that's a big part of the equation, too, because you just can't connect everything with trails.
What are the obstacles to actually implement these things?
You know, the first one that seems to always pop up that I'm not sure is necessarily a good excuse is cost or maintenance. To put it bluntly, we spend a lot of money, not just Birmingham, but across the country we have on accommodating cars, and often we've done so at a huge expense to other modes.
So you have cost, you have design. How much can you do about that design? Do you kind of have to, I guess, tear things up and start over again?
Well, a good example would be whenever you're resurfacing, say, streets, like currently they're resurfacing City Street. That's a good time to incorporate bike lanes or other relatively low-cost measures. That's the most cost-effective way. Or when, you know, you're doing utility work, you know, these things need to be coordinated so that, okay, we're going to tear out the or repair utilities. It's a good time to resurface. It's also a good time to retrofit the streetscape. But, yeah, sometimes it may take rather large expense. But over the long term, these are investments that generally have very high return